Chapter 6. Transforming Lead into the Gold of the Spirit. We read from Canticles by Cecilia Myrilis. Don't be of today. Don't sigh for yesterday's. You don't want to be of tomorrow. Make yourself without limits in time. See your life in all backgrounds, in all existences, in all deaths, and know that you will be like this forever. You don't want to mark your passage. It continues. It is the passage that continues. It is your eternity. It is eternity. It is you. Following the main theme of alchemy, solvit coagula, or the separation and union of opposites, Carl Jung conceived a relationship between the conscious and the unconscious, marked by a process of differentiation, followed by a process of integration of the psychic contents, by a distancing, followed by a reunion, by highlighting psychic contents that lead to integrity, by adopting a symbolic attitude to replace the continuous projection of oneself to the outside, and the fact of identifying oneself with this whole process. Thus he stated, "The great problem in psychology is the integration of opposites. We find it everywhere and at every level." So this is done through a very complicated symbolic process, which is more or less identical with the psychological process of individuation. In alchemy, it is called the conjunction of the two principles. The alchemical operations were real, but their reality was not physical, but psychological. Alchemy represents the projection of a cosmic and spiritual drama in laboratory terms. In the language of the alchemists, matter suffers until the nigredo disappears, when the dawn will be announced by the peacock's tail, and a new day will break, the leucosis or albedo. But in this state of whiteness, one does not live in the true sense of the word. It is a sort of abstract, ideal state. In order to make it come alive, it must have blood. It must have what the alchemists call the rubedo, the redness of life. Only the total experience of being can transform this ideal state of the albedo into a fully human mode of existence. Blood alone can reanimate a glorious state of consciousness in which the last trace of blackness is dissolved, in which the devil opposite no longer has an autonomous existence but rejoins the profound unity of the psyche. Then the opus magnum is finished. The human soul is completely integrated. Jung did not relate this link between conscious and unconscious to metaphysical consequences, because for him, in alchemy, immortality and eternity are symbols which should lead human beings to what he calls individuation. Individuation is the modern equivalent of alchemical transformation, for this individuation concerns not only consciousness but also the unconscious. As in alchemy, liberation does not only concern those who believe, but extends to reality as a whole. Alchemy was presented by Jan van Rijkenborg, one of the founders of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross, as follows. There are two interpretations of the word alchemy. The first thinks of the transmutation of metals in a literal sense, culminating in the art of making gold from base metals. The second interpretation thinks of the transmutation of metals in a purely spiritual sense and is centered around the idea of liberating the gold of the spirit from the bonds of the lower life and raising it to a higher reality. The first interpretation is totally wrong. The second, as a description of one of the aims of mankind, contains some truth, but still has nothing to say with respect to the alchemy of the Rosicrucians. What is alchemy? With our material vehicles, we live consciously in the chemical sphere of the material world, in the nadir of materiality. This material world is composed of elements, forces, minerals, metals. This degenerate material world in which we live is imbued with a spiritual essence, the power of the Christ. The unceasing task of this spiritual essence is to restore the material world to its original purity and to propel the life manifested therein along the path intended for it. Christ, the All-Fulfiller, is aided by the Western Mystery School in the fulfillment of this task. Behind every process of renewal or breaking stands the Order of the Rosicross with its entire apparatus, working feverishly in his service on all planes. That is alchemy, the alchemy of the Rosicrucians. It does not suffice to say the most important thing is to liberate the symbolic gold of the spirit. Of course that is. The most important thing, it is the goal of human existence expressed in a nutshell. But alchemy concerns the process of actually reaching that goal. A Rosicrucian alchemist is therefore a person who works in all possible ways to achieve the renewal of the world and mankind. The magnificent process of alchemy appears in all fields of science, art, and religion. Of course, the most important thing is to liberate the gold of the spirit. It is on the basis of this reality that the universal work of healing has arisen. It is this true alchemy, presented by the classical Rosicrucians of the 17th century in Germany, which is adopted in the 21st century by the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross, aiming to solve the existing contradictions in our lives. We hope that all of us can reach the true understanding of Solvet Coagula so that, with the help of the universal solvent, the spirit, we enter the inner freedom of the new soul consciousness.